from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello once again and welcome to the program. I'm glad that you're tuning in and I trust that you'll stay with us throughout the broadcast. Our preacher today is the Reverend Ivan Foster and he's continuing to let the Bible speak on the Pharisees' pilgrimage. He'll also be letting us hear another extract from the testimony of Pastor Bertie Johnson. But before that, let's hear some words in song.
From the Lord, hallelujah, the message unto you I give. 'Tis recorded in His word, hallelujah, it is only that you look and live.
Look and live,
and God is there. Look to Jesus now and live. 'Tis recorded in His word, hallelujah. It is only that you look and bear. I will tell you how I came, hallelujah, to Jesus when He made me whole. 'Twas believing on His name, hallelujah, I trusted and He saved my soul.
Look and live,
look and live, my brother, look to Jesus now.
Thank you for all your requests for the testimony tape that we're playing this month, that of Pastor Bertie Johnson, who pastors the Lifeboat Gospel Mission in Moy. We are pleased to be able to pass on copies, free copies of these tapes to those who inquire. Now we're coming to the third extract from Pastor Johnson's testimony. In the first two extracts we noticed how things had gone downhill, but sadly, they have yet to go down further. Listen as we play the next extract.
I spent a whole lot of my time across the border in Donegal. Many nights I spent in the Garda cell. Many nights I spent in hospital. And it all came to the bit when my father sold the farm because it was beyond redemption. He sold the farm when he wasn't in his right mind. He wasn't sound of mind. He was tremendously depressed. And he sold the farm and he sold the cattle. Almost 100 acres of land. Sold the whole thing. And when he had it all, the money got in, he hadn't enough to pay the debt. And that morning after that, I got out of bed and just 21 years of age. And blaming my father for, I suppose, what I should have blamed myself for, I turned to my father and I said these words to him, I'm going away, and if you're to die tomorrow, I'll not come home to see. To you young people in the meeting this afternoon, let me say, that's a very dangerous and foolish way to talk to your parents. The Word of God says, honour your father and mother. I didn't do that, and I live to regret it. You just don't say those things and get away with it. Oh, foolish and young and rebellious, you say many things. And I turned out of that house, and all my father and mother had after a lifetime was just the house. The farmer that bought the place left the home. I turned out and left the two of them weeping and headed for Manchester in England.
Is it not terrible what sin can do to the individual, to the family? We'll play more of Pastor Johnson's testimony, and of course we renew the invitation to you, all our listeners, if you would like to receive the free tape of his testimony, the full testimony. You just contact us and we'll be glad to send it to you. Now we're turning to the Gospel of John. We have been looking at the subject, the Pharisee's pilgrimage from darkness to light. The Pharisee in question is Nicodemus. He's introduced to us in John chapter 3. And when we looked at what is told us there, we discovered that Nicodemus, even though he was a rich man, a ruler of the Jews, an influential individual, a religious individual, he was a Pharisee, and that meant that he was ultra-religious. Nevertheless, he did not know God. He was in the dark. But, you know, when he was listening to the Lord Jesus in John chapter 3, he heard some marvelous things. In fact, he witnessed words the like of which no other had ever heard. For in John chapter 3, we find amongst the many wonderful things said to Nicodemus, that memorable phrase, "Ye must be born again." And then also in the verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Now you can't listen to words like that, "I do believe," without them having an impression upon you. And they had an impression on Nicodemus. The next time we read about Nicodemus is in John chapter 7, right at the end of the chapter. Let's just read what's happening. 18 months approximately have passed since that night that Nicodemus came to see the Lord. 18 months of upheaval in Israel. The Lord Jesus has been preaching. And what an impact his ministry has been having upon men and women. 18 months of wonderful gospel presentations. 18 months of miracles. 18 months, dare I say it, of heaven upon earth. There has been an impact felt amongst the Pharisees, the religious leaders. They have had their feet cut from under them by the glorious preaching of the Lord Jesus. The people are flocking to hear the Savior. They are saying, "Never man spake like this man." They are saying, "This is not how the Pharisees and the scribes preach. This man preaches with authority and power." Oh, how dead and lifeless our religious leaders are in comparison to this man. Well, you can guess that went down, as we say, like a lead balloon amongst the religious leaders. They weren't enthralled with such murmurings amongst the people, and they were angry. And of course they had been trying to find some excuse to arrest the Lord Jesus and kill him. Yes, that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to kill him. The Sanhedrin was foremost in this conspiracy. That's the group to which Nicodemus belonged. And we read in the verse 45 of John 7, "Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them," that is, the chief priests and the Pharisees said to the soldiers, "Why have you not brought him?" The officers answered, "Never man spake like this man." They'd been sent out to arrest the Lord Jesus, but they in turn had been arrested by his words. Then answered them the Pharisees, "Are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him?" Oh, that's the touchstone of faith, isn't it? If the rulers haven't believed or the Pharisees haven't believed, well then no one else should do it. God deliver us from taking our faith and our practice from what some in authority may say. The only rule of faith and practice, men and women, and I would pray God will apply this word to your heart. The only rule of faith and practice is the Word of God. No matter who is against what the Bible teaches, you believe it. You believe it. But this people, say these leaders, who knoweth not the law, are cursed. Nicodemus saith unto them, and notice the brackets, it's in parentheses, he that came to Jesus by night being one of them. Here's what Nicodemus says, in the midst of this controversy, this argy-bargy among the leaders over Christ not being arrested, doth our law judge any man before it hear him, and know what he doeth? They answered and said unto him, art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. And every man went unto his own house. Here we have Nicodemus in the dawn. In chapter 3 he's in the darkness, but daylight is beginning to appear. In these words we find that Nicodemus is beginning to break with the other rulers. He's forming a different opinion of the Lord Jesus from the other rulers. And when they're ranting and raving against the officers who failed to arrest the Lord Jesus and they're condemning him outright, Nicodemus asks a very pertinent question. Are we supposed to judge someone before we ever even hear them? Is that what our law teaches? I want us to notice a couple of things. First of all, it was dawning on Nicodemus how sinful was the crowd that he belonged to. These religious rulers that he had counted it a privilege to be amongst are men who didn't act according to the law of God. It was also dawning on him that he had to speak out against such action. He couldn't be party to it. He couldn't be silent. He was going to have to show that he was opposed to it, so he speaks out. It's dawning on him furthermore that if he's going to really take a stand, he's going to pay a price. He's going to have to bear the reproach of being a friend of Jesus. It dawns on him that he must separate from the opponents of the Lord Jesus. Isn't it interesting how that chapter ends, the last verse? Every man went unto his own house. I can see Nicodemus heading off on his own. The break is being made. The break is being made. This is how it is, men and women, that when God begins to take a dealing with a sinner, he begins to recognize that he's in amongst a sinful people. He's one of them. He's a sinner with them. It also begins to dawn on him that he's going to have to break with them and take a stand and go forth unto Christ. This is the workings of God's grace. Nicodemus has come a little further down the road on his pilgrimage from darkness to light. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.